How are you, Representative?
I am doing very well, Tony. I'm trying to wrap myself around everything we're dealing with up here in Lansing.
Well, it's a little premature, but from one Irishman to an Irish woman, happy St. Patrick's Day.
Same to you. I'm looking forward to that. And actually, you know, my husband's the Irishman, but my red hair, I look more Irish than he does.
Well, we have a lot to talk about, so let's just dive right into it. Let's first of all talk about the budget, where we stand. There are lots of cuts that are coming from what you've seen. Where are we with that?
Well, I believe that the governor has presented a budget that will put our state on solid ground for the long term. And whatever we do must make Michigan more competitive for creating and retaining jobs. I think that we need to look at the governor's budget as a whole. I certainly don't want to take this on with a piecemeal approach right now. We need to give the entire budget a full and fair hearing.
Let's talk about education. There's been speculation that as much as $715 per student could be taken away from the high schools in the state of Michigan. And there's a lot of concern there because, as I've had some conversations with some folks, colleges and universities can find funding from other sources. High schools can't. Where's your stance on that?
Well, I am concerned about the cut to K-12 funding. But our goal is going to be to get more money into the classroom, and so we do have to talk about reforms. And we are taking steps to give education more tools to save money. So it's not just you do everything all at once. We have a lot of reforms that we're going to deal with in education to allow them to save money, to allow them to consolidate services, and we'll be doing that same thing with local government.
Talk about some of those reforms.
Well, one bill that we just reported out of the House Education Committee is to freeze wages and benefits during negotiations. Right now, automatic step increases are given if a contract hasn't been signed, and we have to give more opportunity to save money, and while they're in negotiations, this is something that we don't believe is necessary to give automatic step increases and benefit increases.
Do you think from your perspective, what you see now, is there going to be a cut in spending beyond what you can do to put a freeze on benefits, pensions, and pay?
I don't know what the governor's plans are. I know that we have for next year, it appears that there won't be any more cuts to K-12, the foundation allowance, if they are using best practices. So that's something that we have to look at. And I think we owe it to the taxpayers that all of our taxpayers' money needs to be spent wisely. So local governments, schools all need to be using best practices, and a lot of them in my district are. The city of Charlotte is using a lot of best practices, and I know Charlotte and Grand Ledge school districts are using best practices. So I've talked with the governor, and I have told him about, for example, Grand Ledge, how they are using best practices, and we will continue to have that dialogue with the governor to say, look, we do have communities that are already using best practices.
The Michigan Senate is ready to take up some bills that would give broad new powers to emergency financial managers appointed by the state to run struggling cities and schools. I know that's going before the Senate. And what's your take on what you know about that?
Well, I was involved in the House version of that right from the beginning. The emergency manager legislation came before the local government committee. And we all want our communities and our schools to succeed, and this EFM legislation is very proactive at the front end. It allows communities to get some assistance from the state before they get to the point of bankruptcy or needing a financial manager. But we saw in committee testimony from folks how the financial manager is being strapped. Because there are fights between the elected body and the manager. And nobody wants to see a community go into bankruptcy or have a financial manager. The goal of this legislation is to help communities and school districts at the front end so they don't get to that point.
Are there any medical marijuana bars in Charlotte?
I don't believe there are. I have met with my local governments regarding the medical marijuana issue, and it really is a nightmare. I wanted to just listen to them and see how they are all dealing with this issue. And our prosecutor, Jeff Sauter, in Eaton County, they have a really good handle on this issue. And I brought together all of our municipalities to just hear what they have questions about. And it was a very helpful meeting for them. We certainly didn't come up with all the answers. We definitely have to make some changes to this. It really is a nightmare.
I wanted to also get your take on something that that is very annoying. You're probably going to win some votes on this, but on the bill that it revolves around trespassing, especially with those robocalls that drive people crazy.
Absolutely. I was a victim of anonymous robocalls in my primary.
Was it from your opponent?
Well, in my primary, I assume it came from one of my opponents. I had three other people running in the primary. So right now, the unfortunate thing is that you don't have to put a disclaimer on those political robocalls. But you do have to have disclaimers on radio ads, TV ads, and anything that's published. So it's a matter of consistency and transparency that robocalls should have to have a disclaimer on them. And my bill would require that they have to have a disclaimer. And we'll deal with that when we're done with budget issues. I've introduced the bill, but right now we're dealing with much more important issues.
I wanted to know if you knew what was going on with Michigan.gov, the website that we use. I use it quite a bit to get to different officials to try and get them booked on the radio show. And it's been sporadically going out. You couldn't get through. Do you know anything about that?
I don't know anything about that. I do know that the House website was being updated. And so maybe I'll tell you, I worked in the legislature for 10 years, and I've never seen it so busy right from the beginning. And I think it is because we have critical issues that we need to deal with in Michigan. And this legislature wants to get this budget out by the end of May so school districts and local governments know what they can count on. And so it could be that there's so much information. I certainly am not a computer guru, so I'm not sure.
What's your take on tax credits for filmmakers in the state of Michigan?
Well, I applaud the governor for trying to treat everybody the same. And we knew there were going to be cuts. There's no doubt that the film industry has put Michigan on the map again with regards to seeing Michigan in the movies. But what we've got to look at is what is going to help in the long run. And so we just have to make some tough decisions, and I don't have all the information on how the film industry is impacting our state in the long run. But I've had conversations with some studio folks, and I'm looking forward to getting more information.
Do you think you can get that balanced budget completed by May?
Well, I will tell you that the House has really made a concerted effort to get this done by the end of May, and that's our goal, and I don't see that we can't do it yet.
I also wanted to get your take. I know that you are on the insurance committee. There's always concerns there, especially when you talk about big entities like Blue Cross Blue Shield, who recently had a tax rate approved. They're showing record numbers and profits. What's your take on that?
I, to be honest with you, I don't know enough about the Blue Cross end of insurance. I worked in a small insurance agency for the past 4 years. In the insurance committee right now, we have a lot of testimony. We're getting educated and brought up to speed on all of the issues regarding insurance. It certainly is a question that is fair to ask, is if they have record profits, what can we do to decrease the cost of health care? So we absolutely have to look at it.
All right, I've got two more questions for State Representative Deb Shaughnessy on the Tony Connolly Morning Show on 1320 WILS and 1320WILS.com. Wanted to get your take. Should we be taxing pensions?
Oh, that's the hot question. Again, I'm going to say I don't think we need to take a piecemeal approach. When I was the mayor of Charlotte, I gathered all of the available information. I listened to arguments on both sides of an issue before I made my decision, and that is absolutely what I will do on this issue. I've heard from people in my district who support it. They feel some sense of responsibility. They want to contribute. And then there are others certainly who are opposed. They're concerned about their limited income and their inability to go out and get a job to make up for that. So, you know, it is a very difficult issue, but what we've got to look at is the long-term impact of anything we do. We're only one of four states that doesn't tax this income, and we have to ask ourselves a lot of questions. And
but you're against it right now.
Against the pension tax?
Yes.
No, I have not taken a position either way on it. I haven't taken a position on any of the governor's proposals because I don't think we can responsibly do that until we have it before us. And I want it to go through the committee process, and I'm looking forward to the discussion on it.
And then you're going to make a choice.
Absolutely. But I can't do that right now.
And then finally, before we let you go, lots of concerns about flooding, not only in my neck of the woods up in Williamston, but down by Charlotte with all the rivers that run through that area. And you think that the FEMA flood maps may be incorrect.
I am very concerned about this. I'm hearing from residents in Bellevue, and I was at Calamo Township board meeting last night. They discussed that issue. Diamonddale, it's all over Eaton County and all over the state, and there are concerns. I know that Congressman Wahlberg has legislation to put a moratorium on that, on the new maps, and we are doing whatever we can at the state level to make sure that whatever's done is fair and accurate. But there are a lot of concerns about the accuracy of these redraws.
All right, Representative Deb Shaughnessy live on the Tony Connolly Morning Show. I want you to book it. I'm going to call your press person. We're going to have you on St. Patrick's Day. We've got to have Irish
that
folks.
That will be great. We'll have to put some Irish music on in the background.
We'll have that. Thank you so
Sounds
much.
Sounds great, Tony. Thanks so much.